Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Hey, welcome, everybody. It's an honor to be with you on this very special day we do every year. It's Veterans Day here in Oregon and all across the United States. It's a day that we honor the men and women who, from all time, from the beginning of this country until this very day, that have served or who are serving us in the nation's military. It is a very special day because it means so much. In fact, there is a great quote from John Kennedy, President John Kennedy. In 1962, he said this. What a great way to start this particular Veterans Day. Here's what he said. Word to the nation, guard zealously your right to serve in the armed services, for without them, there will be no other rights to guard. Now think about that. You see, this day we celebrate those who took an oath to defend this nation against all enemies, foreign and domestic. And yes, we do have some domestic enemies. We're seeing that play out in Washington, D.C. with this sham impeachment, this circus that's gone on. In fact, it's not just political enemies. It is the enemies of liberty, of the arrogant elites who believe that they know how best to lead this nation, how best to deliver to you government services, because government is everything to them. And it's a complete anathema, the complete opposite of what our founders envisioned when they declared independence from Britain in that marvelous document where they pledged their lives, their fortunes, their sacred honor. They were the first veterans, all of them, who took on, joined the Continental Army. From that time forward, the incredible sacrifice of Americans has just been an amazing thing. And we honor it and we respect it deeply, because it is something that is precious. Yeah, I know. All nations have armies. I get that. And I get that most of those nations celebrate military service. Not all. I mean, it is in so many ways very unique to America. I'm going to go through kind of the history here, some great stories about it, what's going on in Oregon, what's going on nationally, how many veterans are employed in Oregon, how many veterans live in Oregon, what their unemployment rate is. Lots of interesting things to talk about on this Veterans Day in 2019. But there's something interesting about it. We offer to people, and many nations don't do this, but we offer to people who are here legally to serve as non-American citizens in our military. In fact, just a few minutes ago, those of you who might have been watching Fox, I watched Ken Cuccinelli, who is the acting director of United States Citizenship Immigration Services, USCIS, him deliver the oath to become American citizens to foreigners who are serving in our military, who have earned the right by service in our military to become American citizens. It was a proud thing. In fact, Fox, they've never done anything like that before. They did it in front of the Fox studios in New York City, and they interviewed many of them. I will tell you that it does me proud. I am deeply proud of this nation, of the people who have made a decision that they want to become an American citizen. And they did it by coming here legally and then serving this great nation in the military. Now, I honor that. I truly do, because they're willing to put their lives in the line. In fact, many of them have served in combat and some have died. And they weren't even American citizens. And to the people that they interviewed today on Veterans Day, and there'll be parades all over the nation. There are parades in Oregon. Kudos. Let's go to them. If you're off today, you're not working today, go to a Veterans Day parade. Or go by the VFW or American Legion. Or go by any of the memorials that are in Oregon near the Capitol grounds or anywhere. Korean War Memorial, the World War II Veterans Memorial, and the one that is proposed, and we'll talk a little bit about that, for the Vietnam veterans on the grounds of the state capitol building. But go there. If you haven't taught your children or your grandchildren anything really about the day, what it means, let me challenge you to do this. Do a little bit of research and just share with them what this day means. Maybe go take them for a drive by the memorials, because it is a powerful thing to serve this country in the military, even if you're not an American citizen. Some people gave up a lot. Like this story on Breitbart about this 95-year-old World War II veteran from Oklahoma who finally got his high school diploma. No kidding. You see, he went to fight in World War II instead of finishing high school. And he got his high school diploma 74 years later. Corporal Louis Shaw was orphaned at the age of 12, dropped out of high school at 17, and then he enlisted in the Marines in 1943. He fought in Saipan, Tinian, and Iwo Jima. He was injured on the battlefield. Never got his high school diploma. So on Thursday, he had his high school graduation ceremony. He's serving as the Grand Marshal in Claremore, Oklahoma Veterans Day Parade today. I think that's pretty cool, isn't it? So there are some interesting things to talk about on this day, Veterans Day. One of them is your personal experiences. If you are a veteran and you have experiences about serving, whether you ever went to war or not, it's irrelevant. You served the country. You were ready to do it. You took the oath. Would love to hear from you. I'd love to get your impressions about what this day means to you as a veteran. 503-589-1220 is the Power of Buick GMC talk line. Would love truly to hear from you. 503-589-1220. Or you can send me an email to Jeff at 1220.am. Jeff at 1220.am. John Kennedy said it right. That quote that I read to you, and I'll read it again. Word to the nation, quote, guard zealously your right to serve in the armed forces. For without them, there will be no other rights to guard, unquote. Now, obviously, John Kennedy did. The great story of what happened to him as the PT boat commander and his courage. Well, I have to tell you, I am not a veteran. I've been to war twice with the Oregon National Guard, with the Ranger units, combat infantry, as an embedded broadcaster, as a civilian, not as a veteran. And after having learned, well, seen with my own eyes, and had many conversations with soldiers engaged in combat operations, it's a profound thing. And it costs people a lot. In some cases, if their marriages and their families are not strong, it creates all kinds of problems. High divorce rates amongst the one unit I was with in Iraq, 50% divorce rate, as a matter of fact. It's a big deal. Rips families apart. Families get traumatized in so many ways, especially with those who are wounded, those who come home who don't have any overt wounds but have wounds of the mind, PTSD. Yeah, service to this nation comes at a price. You think about the, even during times of peace, in serving in this nation where, you know, you serve and you go where you're told to go. And so you pick up your family and you go move, and it creates chaos at times in people's families. It also creates strength. And that is why John Kennedy said what he did. Guard zealously your right to serve in the armed forces, for without them, there will be no other rights to guard. And while it comes at a price, it creates a strength. It creates a resolve. And that's one of the things that profoundly came to me as I was watching this ceremony. And then afterwards, as the hosts of Fox and Friends were talking to these new American citizens, most of them were currently serving, but some had not served in some times, but had been granted citizenship. There are reasons for wanting to do it. Really, what came to me was their rights, the rights to be an American, the right to live in a nation that recognizes those inalienable rights, the hope, the dreams, because that's what America stands for. And that's what so many of them, as they were interviewed today, were articulating to the folks at Fox and Friends. It's the hope, the dream that America is, what we represent as a nation. None of this was possible. None of it would be possible today if it weren't for those men and women willing to serve us. And we're a volunteer army, volunteer military, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard. We're all volunteer. You make a choice to serve. And that's why, to me, this is a very special day, because having never made that choice to serve, but having gone and been with those who did make the choice to serve in war, it means something very powerful to me. I am deeply grateful, more than I can probably express to any of you. To all of you who've served, who are listening to my voice, thank you. It did come with a price. And if you want to share what that price was to you, what it means to you, what this day means to you, we'd love to hear from you. 503-589-1220. 503-589-1220. Emails, jeff@1220.a. And when we come back, let me share with you a little bit about the history of this day in America, why we celebrate the way we do. 6:20 in the morning, politics with your coffee. Oh, yeah, there's plenty of politics around the military service. Thank God. We get to service. Happy Veterans Day. Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Or send me an email to jeff@1220.am. Happy Veterans Day to all of you veterans out there in this great, marvelous nation, in this crazy, wonderful state of Oregon. It's crazy, wonderful. The reason I say, I got a great email from Dwight yesterday about how Ron Wyden introduces legislation to offer tax credits to businesses owned by women. And he writes, whatever happened to the level playing field? Yeah. Hmm. And he wrote me a great one about another bill that Ron Wyden has introduced. And we'll get to that maybe a little bit later in the show. But really, I want to forcefully stay with the topic today of Veterans Day and recognizing the significance of it in our lives. Because it is. The Daily Signal is a daily email that you can get from the Heritage Foundation. And a former veteran, Thomas Spohr and Jack Penders, both of them, wrote an article, How You Can Celebrate Veterans Day the Right Way. And that's where I got the quote from John Kennedy. There are some interesting statistics in it, and some of these statistics carry over into an Oregon business report that you can see on OregonWatchdog.com. And it's about veteran employment. But let's just put forward a brief history of Veterans Day. Originally, it was named Armistice Day, right? Which marked the end of fighting in World War I. And that's when the Allies and the German Empire declared the ceasefire. Here's how it's evolved. After World War II and the Korean War, millions of Americans had served in uniform. Congress knew that all who served must be honored. On June 1st, 1954, Armistice Day was amended to become Veterans Day to reflect all of their contributions, again, to protecting freedom and to protecting this great nation. There is confusion between Memorial Day and Veterans Day. Memorial Day is different. We remember the men and women who died in the service of our country. Veterans Day is celebrating all who have served our country in uniform. Right now in America, there are 18.2 million veterans here in the United States. It's almost 10% the entire adult population. Here's what's interesting. Statistics show that veterans thrive in the workforce because they bring their unique skills and their leadership to nearly every industry and community in our country. Veterans from the 9/11 era alone have an employment rate of about 78%, which is a full 8% higher than the civilian population. In 2015, it was shown that the veterans, now this is like 4 years ago, it was shown that veterans' yearly average income was about $80,000 compared to only $68,000 amongst non-veterans. Their success doesn't stop there, the article writes. A 2017 study by the Graduate Center of the City University of New York, 1 in 8 young adults in America didn't graduate from high school. 1 out of every 8 in America did not graduate high school in 2017. However, by comparison, only 1 in 33 veterans failed to graduate. I go back to that story about the 95-year-old veteran from World War II who dropped out of high school to go to war. Got his diploma, finally, at 95. Now, let's stop here for a moment, because I want to make a comment that is, again, is something unique to America. We talked about how veterans earn more money. And it's in part because they're very desirable to hire. Why? Well, it's because the military instills discipline and leadership. They know how to show up on time. Because I can tell you, having been in combat operations, if you don't show up on time, people die. And that's really true. I will tell you that leadership is something in our military is taught differently than many other militaries, many other countries, especially communist countries, don't teach individual leadership on the battlefield. Yeah, you have to respect rank and so forth, but you know, we teach individual leadership in our American military, and many other nations do not. It's a different command structure. And what that means is that when those people leave their militaries in foreign countries that don't teach it the way we do, those veterans don't have the similar impact in their communities, in their nation, the way ours do. Which is why hiring veterans is such a desirable thing. Veterans vote in local elections at a rate of 73.8%. Non-veterans vote at a rate of only 57%. Veterans also put in an average of 177 hours of volunteer work each year, which is 25% more than the rest of the population. These are America's future leaders and innovators, individuals dedicated to bringing military values to the federal government and the private sector. Now, when we come back from the bottom of the hour break, I want to share with you some of their ideas about how we can express our gratitude to this day. But let me throw something out to you before we go to the break. I just talked about how we allow Americans, the people, to become American citizens who are not American citizens but chose to serve in our military. Should we do that for illegal aliens? Give them the right to earn the American citizenship by serving in the military. What do you think about that? Politics is your coffee. Happy Veterans Day. It's 6:30 in the morning. Back in the moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, my friends. Happy Veterans Day to you all out there, all of you veterans, and as we thank you for your service this day in 2019. So how can you celebrate veterans today? Well, let me give you just one, and then I want to go back to the what is unique about American veterans. And I actually have several ways that you can do it. And maybe you want to call and tell me what you're going to do today to celebrate veterans. 503-589-1220. And emails to Jeff at 1220.am. The Oregon Business Report has some interesting statistics. You can see this on OregonWatchdog.com. The unemployment rate in Oregon for veterans was 4.8% last year. Oregon's overall unemployment rate was 4.2%. Now, across the United States, veterans had a lower unemployment rate of 3.5%. So why is Oregon so high? Well, in 2018, there was about almost 300,000 veterans living in Oregon. More than half weren't in the labor force. Now, why would this be? Well, it's likely because it's related to their age. Because half of them are 65 years of age or older. We have about 110,000 Vietnam War veterans, about 20,000 Korean War, about 7,800 World War II, Gulf War I and II veterans are totaling about 94,000. So it's likely because many of them are just older. Around 128,000 of the 134,000 veterans that are currently employed in Oregon, 105,000 are full-time, 22,000 part-time. 6,000 veterans were unemployed, which accounts for about 7.3% of the total number of Oregonians that are not employed today. So that's a fairly small number. Over the last 20 years, unemployed veterans made up about 6.9% and 14.6% of the overall unemployed population in Oregon. In the U.S., about 11% of manufacturing are veterans. Professional business services, about 11%. Retail trade, about 8%. Education and health services, 8%. And about 21% of the veterans work in government. In Oregon, in 2018, veterans earned a higher medium income than non-veterans, about $10,000 a year more, $40,000 versus $30,000. Education could be one of the factors influencing veterans' higher medium income. Among Oregon veterans 25 years of age or older, 42% of them have an associate's degree or some college, compared with 33% of non-veterans. 5.4% of veterans don't have a high school diploma, while 9.9% of non-veterans don't have a high school diploma. So it's about half. Female veterans, who represented 8.9% of Oregon veterans, earned a medium income of $35,000. Less than the male veterans medium of $40,000, but higher than female non-veterans by $10,000 a year more. So there's lots to celebrate here. Now, one of the ways that we can celebrate, and the first way that I'm going to suggest, is what I'm going to do. If you have a flag, go put it up today. And I do this and have for many years. I have a spot next to my mailbox where I can put a flag, and I do, on special days. Memorial Day, 9/11 I do, because I don't ever want to forget that. Certainly July 4th, but also on Veterans Day. It's the right thing to do. Put a flag up. If you have one, display it proudly. You can go to a Veterans Day parade. You can do what I suggested earlier. Go to a war memorial. Explain it to your kids and your grandkids if you haven't. Do a little research on it. If you're out and about today and you see someone who's either active duty or a former veteran with, you know, a cap on or something of that nature, just thank them. Thank them for their service to this country. Go to a Veterans Day parade. Maybe how about donating to a veterans advocacy organization? One of those groups was on Fox News earlier, the Frank Siller. Or Frank Siller, it's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, which is his younger brother who died in the 9/11 attack in the tunnel, heading back to the towers. Wonderful organization that provides, as you see the commercials on TV, mortgage-free homes to both veterans and law enforcement that have given so much. But there are other ways. If you're anywhere near a VA facility, especially like a VA hospital, why don't you stop by? Or how about writing a letter, an email, to any of the troops that are deployed overseas? And something that I forgot about that is kind of interesting is you can participate in the Veterans Day moment of silence, which I completely forgot about. It's observed for 2 minutes at 3:11. Now, that's Eastern time. Well, that's actually Atlantic Standard Time, so I'll have to figure out what that means. Atlantic Standard Time. That's not Eastern. So 3:11 for 2 minutes, just a moment of silence. These are just some of the ways. Maybe you have other ways of doing that, and I think that's very important. Because today we recognize what that means. Now, one of the ways that you can also do that is supporting the Vietnam War Memorial at the state capitol. This is from the Oregon Veterans Association. This is a proposed memorial. It doesn't exist today, but they're intending to build it. There'll be a Vietnam memorial. There'll be a set of black granite columns to commemorate the 710 Oregonians killed in the Vietnam War. Their names are going to be listed there. There are four benches, the brothers' benches. This honors the two Oregon families that had two sons that were killed in Vietnam. Then there's also the Persian Gulf Memorial. Pay tribute to the six Oregonians who died in Operation Desert Storm. And there'll be the Purple Heart Memorial, a plaque that remembers all the recipients of the Purple Heart Medal from Oregon, and the Gold Star Memorial. It's a monument designed by the Woody Williams Foundation, which will honor more than the 6,000 Gold Star families from Oregon. They're a 501, the Oregon Veterans Association is a 501c4. The donations are not tax exempt, but you can still make one. It's the Oregon Veterans Association, P.O. Box 2385, Beaverton, Oregon. P.O. Box 2385. You can look them up. You can see all of this if you go to OregonWatchdog.com. All this is there. I think it's very appropriate that we remember all of these wars that we've endured as a nation from the very beginning. Again, you go back and you think about it. You think about how this nation was founded. So many men and, yes, women and, yes, people of color fought in the Revolutionary War. And you know what? Many of them, many of them joined the Continental Army, didn't get paid for long periods of time. I mean, really endured incredible hardships. Just, you know, read the history of, you know, the Revolutionary War and how many times we were literally on the brink of collapsing and losing this war for liberty. Can you imagine how American would be today if that were the case? It's profound if you think about it. If you're a veteran, I would love to hear from you about how you feel about this day, your fellow veterans, what you're going to do today to honor them. If you're not a veteran, but you appreciate it, I'd love to hear from you. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220 emails to Jeff at 1220.am, and I'll do my darndest to read it here. Back in a moment, 6:48 in the morning. Happy Veterans Day 2019, all of you veterans out there. Be blessed. Come on and sing my song. Stop the car. We got
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
10 minutes till the top of the hour. Great to have you back with us. Last segment for today. Happy Veterans Day again, 2019, to all of you veterans out there. You mean a lot to me personally, having served with some of you. I didn't serve in the military, but I was deployed as a radio broadcaster, embedded rather, not deployed, with combat infantry units of the Oregon National Guard, the Rangers, in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's a big deal to go to war. It's a big deal to serve, period, because you're willing to go to war. It changes your world, changes your life. Serving in the military changes your life in so many positive and good ways. You know, one of the things I said before we went to the bottom of the hour break was this. You know, since we grant citizenship, and I saw that today, maybe some of you did if you were watching Fox News earlier, citizenship to non-Americans who chose to serve in the military, got their citizenship. What do you think about that as an effective idea to help assimilate illegal aliens into American culture by having them serve in the military, by having them, well, have our value systems instilled in them, just like these other non-Americans who are here legally dead? What do you think about that? Let's go to Rebecca. Rebecca, good morning. Happy Veterans Day.
Good morning. I called in about something, and then you just put that little nugget out there, and it makes you want to reply to that.
Okay.
But the illegal aliens are here illegally. And there's a lot of other people that could benefit by being in the military, like maybe the children of illegal aliens could serve in the military. But I don't think they should be embedded with our soldiers, because there's too much chance of them being traitors to our soldiers and trying to kill our soldiers. That was one of the problems when Obama was in office, was he was putting our soldiers in with the Iraqis, and our soldiers were getting stabbed in the middle of the night. So,
well, but that's also happened in Afghanistan, and, you know, that's actually the right thing to do, Rebecca. I would respectfully disagree with you, because we have the tactics and the training and the military history to be able to help other nations develop their military by mentoring them. And that was specifically the mission that I was helping with in Afghanistan. And I think that it worked. Now, when that changed was when Obama did what you said. When Obama announced that we were going to withdraw, that's when those attacks from Afghan soldiers on our American embedded soldiers with those units, that's when those attacks began. Because when I was there, none of that was happening.
Oh,
so I would
okay.
respectfully disagree in part.
Okay. Well, you've given me some good information. I just love America. America is the first constitutional republic. And as far as I know, it's the only constitutional republic. And we were founded by the miracles of God. And there's so many miracles. And last night I was looking at Israel, some of the wars that they've fought, and the nation of Israel is also in existence by the hand of God. So we are living through an amazing historical event that God is orchestrating.
And all of it would not be possible if there weren't men and women willing. You talk about Israel, you know, in Israel, it's compulsory, man or woman, you must serve in the military, because they have to. They're such a small nation. None of that would be possible. Their liberty today, through the hand of God, our liberty today, through the hand of God, would never have been possible if men and women were not willing to sacrifice and lay it all on the line for us. Rebecca, thank you for your call. Let's go to Art. Art, good morning. What do you have to say today on Veterans Day 2019?
Good morning, Jeff. Happy Veterans
morning.
Day.
Thanks, brother.
We must continue to make sure that our veterans receive the care that they so much deserve. I think President Trump has done a wonderful job at trying to revamp and make sure that they are given the medical treatment that they deserve and they definitely earned. One of the things I know we supported the blind organization that I belong to, the ACB of Oregon. We went to Washington, D.C. and urged Congress to fully fund research and development for vets, because through that they have come up with so many wonderful ways to take care of our veterans, make sure they have medical devices they need, and the general public benefits for that. So we need to make sure that continues. In fact, the Democrats ought to get off their duffs and do a budget for our military, because we're starting to lag behind. Of course, they'd rather mess around with this dang let's get rid of Trump stuff instead of take care of business. But I think it's very important that we, on the federal level and the local level, make sure our country and our state is taking care of those that gave so much so that we could have the freedoms that we have.
Amen, brother. Well said. Well said indeed. Art, thank you.
Have a great week.
You
week,
too.
Jeff.
Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Today is that day, friends. It is so powerful to thank and remember. I mean, what does a nation really do? One of the things we do is we make a promise that if you're going to take an oath to lay your life on the line for us as in the military and be willing to go to war and give your life or become wounded, Art's advocacy over the years and the entire time I've known him from when I served in the legislature in the 90s. Has been for blind people. Yeah, well, you know what, folks? There are veterans out there that are blind because they took an oath to serve us and went to war and are blind now because of it. What do we owe them? The Veterans Administration, I got to tell you, I am indeed proud of Trump for finally making the changes, forcing through the changes that so many presidents talked about, Republican and Democrat, could never get done. The changes at the VA that are needed still to this day, because the work is not done. And my advice to President Trump and Republicans and Democrats, don't let off the gas, because the VA is a bureaucracy, government-run health care, which is scary for what the socialists who are running for president want us to all have. But at least the VA is doing better, and I am blessed to live in this great nation today and to be free because of all of you veterans. Be blessed today. Thank a veteran if you see one today. I'll be back tomorrow, friends. Celebrate this day. Celebrate your liberty. See you tomorrow.